Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to cover the trail survey, at least our proposed method for the time being. That's going to serve two purposes. One, to make sure that the trails that we have in our plan, these are existing trails, not proposed, but that the trails we have on our map are the ones that we want to send people out to visit. So they have to be accessible, these trails that are on our plan, they need to be accessible. In other words, not on private property. We don't want to send people in places that they might get in trouble. And we want to make sure that they actually exist. So for the most part around here in Garden City and up on the east side, we know where the trails are, we know they're accessible, we know what type of use they can handle. But as we get down towards Monte Cristo, less so. None of us, John probably has, but us in here don't really know those trails. So there's a lot of lines on these maps that we need to go visit, just see what's out there.
Same thing for the Crawfords.
Crawfords too, yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So what we want to do is visit these places, make sure they're accessible and usable. We want to look at their condition. If there's real big hazards like there is up at Hodges, we want to identify those. Now, we know Hodges is in bad shape, but some of these other ones are probably in bad shape too. And then the third goal is to assign a difficulty rating for the users. And so we're going to do three categories. There's hiking, there's cycling, and then there's motorized use. And the difficulty can be related to the technical ability. So if it's rocky and steep, that's going to be harder than a flat trail like this paved pathway along the lake. Some of these trails are going to be easy for a bike, but maybe hard for a motorized vehicle. Potholes or whatever, a bike can just meander around, but a full-size vehicle is going to have a hard time. And then for the non-motorized stuff, if it's long and sustained climb, it's going to be harder than a flat trail. So these are kind of subjective ratings, but that's what we're doing. We're going to assign them.
Did I not send that to you?
We did get it.
Okay.
If you sent some out.
I have. So what I did, and I'm sorry, I thought I sent it to you. I synthesized the mountain bike, the IMTB, and the OHV group, and the Jeep difficulty ratings. So I think I've got those somewhere. I will send them all out to you. I apologize. I thought I'd sent that back to you. So I do kind of have a grading system for all three of those.
Excellent.
That I think we can use as the baseline.
So those are the criteria to assign easy.
Basically, it allows people who are going out on the trail to pick what they're grading and give it a number.
Perfect. Okay. So we may have to change this a little bit based on that, but the goal here is to travel the trails and assign the different trails. They all have names now and a number. So in the spreadsheet, the name here corresponds to what's on the paper map, and it corresponds to what's in the digital map.
Do these paper maps have numbers on them?
These paper maps do not yet have numbers.
That's what I was thinking.
They have names. So this is an older version of the paper, but we can reprint them. And yeah, these are probably obsolete now, so we might just print new ones. But
at least they don't have numbers on them. So.
And I apologize, it's hard to see, but this is a web mapping application. You can pan and zoom, but this is all needs to be online. You have to be connected to the internet to use this.
Okay.
But up here, there's a search bar. I mean, you guys can, as you zoom in, the names of the trails will turn on so you can see where you're at. But you can also, if you're looking at the spreadsheet, type in the number of the name up here, and it'll zoom the map to that location.
Oh, sweet.
So the idea here, this is initially going to be a desktop exercise. You guys know a lot of these trails because you've been there in the last week.
Excuse me.
So you'll come to the name. If you already know where it's at, you'll assign the hiking rating, the bike rating, and the ATV, the motorized rating.
All right.
And they're just drop-downs.
Okay.
So when you click on them, it'll drop down. If you're not comfortable doing it digitally, you can do it on the paper map and just write your notes down, and I can digitize them and bring them in.
Or you could download this into an Excel and just do it in your Excel. Do it, print either way.
Yeah, you could do it in Excel offline. You're right. You could do it and then bring it back here.
And you've just got these marked easy, moderate, difficult, right?
Yeah, if we're going to change it to your categories.
No, I wouldn't change it. What I'd do is I'll align those ratings and just say, if it's this number to this number, it's easy. If it's this number to this number, it's moderate.
Okay.
This, so basically, it'll just give whoever's out there a better way to figure out how to mark that so that we're maybe more in line. You have less variation among raters.
It would be great if we were consistent.
Okay.
Because it is very subjective without those criteria.
Would it make sense to add a column under each of those to give it a number?
We could start...
like if there's a number, you know...
We could do that, but I guess what I would say is rather than do that, maybe have a column in the spreadsheet with those difficulty ratings on them so that if they're not sure, they could just look over and say, oh, this is easy, this is moderate, this is difficult.
Okay.
But, I mean, let me get it to you first and see how it fits for you.
How will this integrate with, say, All Trails?
No, not yet.
Okay. But at some point, no.
So,
or I don't know how All Trails gets their information.
I think it's just a social app where people submit their ratings. The same with Onyx. So I think what we'll want to do is choose an app, maybe two, depending on All Trails is non-motorized, Onyx is motorized. Eventually we can get the stuff put out to those applications. That's probably a discussion that we should have a little bit down the road.
Okay, I don't know how many people would know to go to this website.
You're talking about the public?
Yeah,
public. This is for
once
us.
We get this done.
This is for us to use for our inventory right now. When we get to the public component, we're going to have different stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
But our vision, I'm thinking vision in the future, would we have our online map, this map, and someone could go and say, well, what about this trail? Click on it, and it would give them the attributes.
Very much like Onyx or All Trails, because
they
do that. Right.
Ideally, we have an elevation profile, all that cool stuff we'd like to do.
Okay, that'd be awesome. That's
so
kind of where we're aiming.
We're building the foundation for that, because we need to know difficulty, we need to know what kind of users. I think for the most part, we know if a road is for all sorts of vehicles or if it's just for a certain width of vehicle. So that class is already defined. For now, we're going to do difficulty. As I was mentioning, the trails down by Monte Cristo, I think there's a place in here for notes over here. If a trail is not accessible or it's closed or whatever, we'd like to know that here so that we don't put it on the map.
Yeah, there's right where the Monte Cristo Road starts coming north. We got some big hunks of private property.
Yep.
There. Yeah.
So
on both sides.
And I know there's a whole lot of little 14 trails off there.
So yeah.
I think those are probably ones we're going to say, hey.
I've pulled, in my work in the background, I've pulled a lot of the little one-way roads out to a corral or to a campsite. They're not on here anymore.
Okay.
Do we have an area where we want to start? Is there a preference?
Wherever you guys want to go, really. It's up to you, and I'll clean up what you guys don't get to.
Okay.
Unless you have a priority.
No, I just wondered. We talked last month kind of about, do we want to create regions and focus on a region, but I'm easy either way.
Yeah, I mean, there are four regions that I've done the maps for. There's Garden City, which I'm calling it Garden City, but it's from the Idaho line to Cottonwood, maybe?
Cottonwood Canyon?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Garden City, and then there's the east part of the lake, and then there's Lake Town, which is actually a pretty Lake Town of Woodruff, so it's everything from Cottonwood south.
South.
And then there's the, what's that?
Crawfords,
and that's a separate one.
All right, okay. So we can just identify places we want to go and start doing it.
John, it would be really helpful for you, for your input down in the southern part of the county, where you're probably more familiar than the rest of us.
Okay.
We may have the trails in the right place, we may not have them in the right place. Yeah. So.
Okay.
One thing for you, John, just to, as if you get looking at the maps and stuff, we have a, looking far into the future, we decided to keep the proposed trail at the foot of the Croppers in place. That's our, we're envisioning Randolph and Woodruff maybe 20 years from now looking a little like the Camas Valley, where it's really turned into this little bedroom community and lots of development has happened there. And our goal is just to preserve that corridor sometime for the future so that that trail could get built there if those lands ever get developed, if they change from, you know, commercial ranching to hobby farm ranching and you know, those kind of houses, that we want to preserve that corridor there. So that's, we kept that line on that map just for that purpose.
And most of those now, John, you probably know, and correct me, most of those from about Randolph to Woodruff along the base of the Croppers, those are all gated, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
almost all of them.
Yeah, there's places where there's no trails there, or there's just, you know, a private ATV road or a ranch road there along the base of that.
It'd be great if you could do a loop and include that in the loop and then on the back side of the Croppers.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Just so you guys know, there's none of the proposed trails on these maps.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's a separate part of it. I could put them on if you thought that was helpful, but they're not.
I think for right now, no. I do need to go inventory the trails that are we have in that for our second grant for the depot. I need to go walk. I probably need to walk them all.
Okay.
So I've got, if I can walk 16 miles downhill. I have to spread that out over 2 weeks. See out through the sagebrush there.
If I can help with that, let me know, but I want to keep my distance for things I'm not involved in.
Understand. So I'll talk about that. I may need a hiking partner, Norm or Brad. So
okay.
I'll take my Garmin with the in-reach spot, so if I can call for an ambulance if I can't make it out.
I think there are probably people we could pull in other than this committee. We could do, you know, some of these areas too, like all of these on the west side of Randolph. And I know some Randolph people who'd probably be willing to go drive them.
Okay,
and that'd be great.
If I just gave them this thing, and they probably know most of them already.
Well, that's the thing, is they could just do it from their house, honestly.
Yeah.
A suggestion.
Yeah, I get Marty Sorchuk, who drives, you know, he's retired and takes Dylan.
But there's a lot of people. There used to be about 30 of us or so that snowmobiled that all the time.
Yeah.
They could probably sit down there and go, oh, well, that's where that is, and that's where that is, and, you know.
Who would you suggest over there?
Let me think about it, and then I'll give you guys some names.
I would say Marty, because I know he goes out quite a bit.
And the guys that go out horn hunting.
Yeah.
A lot of them go out to the Crawfords, you know.
I think we could get some pretty good notes on like this whole section.
If we could schedule that, I'd love to meet with them if that'd be possible. Okay. I think there's a lot of lines out here that, I don't know, maybe they stay on, maybe they don't. I mean, so anyways, that'd be awesome.
I think I have one GPS tracks out there for you that's not showing on here.
Okay.
So I'll get that to you.
That's another good point. If we're missing something that should be here, we should get it on.
Yeah. I think there is stuff missing out there on the crop. So there's a lot of little ATV roads and jeep roads that may be there.
That begs the question, do we want to show every possible route on here, or do we just want to show the good ones?
No, I think we just want to show... I think we want to have them all in our data set, but we don't necessarily want to show them before the public. So I think we want to focus in on, here's the cool places to ride, here's a good loop, here's a cool overlook.
You won't get in trouble and you won't make anyone upset.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So I just sent a link to that spreadsheet that I did, the difficulty spreadsheet, to both of you guys.
Okay.
It actually has four, but we can cut that down to three. You can just delete that most expert thing.
If so, all right. So there's a double black diamond essentially. Uh-huh. Can you think of any that would, any roads and trails that would?
I haven't encountered any yet.
I kind of don't think that's.
I don't think it is a problem here. That, you know, that kind of, this again, especially the motorized, that kind of pulls from places like Moab.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think we're there.
Agreed.
So if we use those bottom three, I think we'd be fine.
I don't think we have any of that. I think there is some, maybe a possibility for some extreme stuff out on the mines. And John, I know that you guys acquired one parcel out there. If you could track down where that parcel is that you guys took back from because they didn't pay their taxes, you know, that maybe is a parcel we look at for maybe some extreme rock crawling in the area that's already super disturbed.
Is that in the backside of Crawford, the Crawfords?
Somewhere on the Crawfords.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know where.
Yeah, we'll have to look at it because it used to be the mines, so I'm not sure.
I thought that's what it was.
We want to send people that way. We could definitely look at it.
So that would be, you know, we're looking at that as just for a very limited slice of the outdoor recreation, the guys that have Jeeps like Dan Larson or something like that.
Somebody doesn't mind rolling them over.
Yeah. Someone that's just okay with major breakage of drive lines and that kind of stuff. But I think there's a possibility of that there and for that area. And I can't think of really of a better location than a old strip mine area.
Yeah.
So if you maybe chase that a little bit, John, that would be great. And
okay.
So I guess we're ready to start attacking the inventories.
Okay.
On the map, but Glenn's done it really nice. As we have, like, there are trails that are like, I want to say it's like, there's one that's like a name. It's like, you know, such and such motorized trail, such and such mountain bike trail. So I think he's broken out those little segments that you might have to look at them.
What do you mean?
I was just thinking there were some that had the same names.
Oh.
Similar names, but had different designations or slightly different names.
Well, for example, Richardson, there's the Lower, yes, Richardson Road, and then there's Richardson Hollow.
Okay, yeah, so two Richardsons.
Yeah, there's two Richardsons.
Because, yeah, there's a loop that goes off Richardson.
Yeah, so they do have different names, right?
So when you say loop, is that the go-around just on the west side of the Forest Service fence?
So there's...
Well, you make that right turn, you go up that really steep area, and that was impassable for a while, or at least scary, and so there's a big loop that goes out and around and ties back in higher.
That loop out to the south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one you're talking about.
I think that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's where eventually probably having something on a map so you can look at it and say, oh, this is what that's named.
This is number,
yeah,
we're 24,
what the number
and this
is.
One here,
yeah,
is 28. So, yeah.
You do bring up something that I wanted to talk about. A lot of these trails have names, but some of them don't. And so the name in here is Unnamed Road 123. If it does have a name that you guys know about or you want it to have a name, just put it in the comments.
Okay.
Because when we put it on a map down the road, we're going to want to have names.
Yeah, we're going to want, right.
Yeah.
And I guess the last thing I'll point out is, as we talked about regions, there's four tabs across the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
In the spreadsheet, but the map has everything. So.
Okay. Cool.
That way we can divide and conquer if we want to assign you Lake Town and you do Garner City and you do Crawfords, for example.
Okay.
That'll keep you guys separate.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to say I'm going to aim out for Lake Town Summit in that area. That's going to be my prime area right off the bat because I got to go look at those other trails. our proposed trails. I need to know all those ATV trails around there.
Okay.
Fence crossings and all that kind of stuff. So I'll get all those into my GPS.
Yeah, if I can help you with GPX files ahead of time, let me know.
Okay.
I can. That way you can use your offline devices while you're navigating.
Yes.
I guess I would say we probably ought to come up with some way to do that, whether it's like a Dropbox folder or something, so that you know we just have a repository of pre-existing GPX files that we can dump into Gaia or All Trails or you know Onyx, because depending on what vehicle I'm in or where I'm going, it'd be really nice to have that and just be able to go to it and say, okay, now I'm following this trail.
When you do that, is there a file size limit to the import you can do?
Importing it into the program? I don't believe so.
Okay.
I have never hit one. Have you, Wes, with Gaia?
Oh, but I've just had just simple point-to-point.
Yeah, and that's all that's all you'd want. I think if you just name it consistent with the trail, so we know you can match it, and then all you want is a point-to-point. It's really just so we have a starting point and kind of an idea where we need to go.
Okay. If I keep it into four sections, four geographic units, is that okay?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Glenn, I do need if you would create a GPX files for my, those two Lake Town proposed trails off the summit. We did those in GIS, so I don't have those other than.
And this might actually be something we want to do as a county project and make it available to the public eventually, so that somebody who's tech savvy or has these apps can basically just go to a public Dropbox link, download all these GPX files, and populate their GPS software. I mean, that would be really cool.
Would they do it one trail at a time, or?
You could do either one. It depends on, you know, if you... I'm just saying that it would be a public GPX repository for anybody who wants to use the trails in Rich County, and you would have them all available, but they could choose, like I said, again, you know, those regions would be helpful to help people figure out where the trail is generally, and then to be able to say, oh, well, I want to go down here, what trails are down here, download those GPX files and be able to look at them on a map before they go.
Yep. So part of BioWest's commitment to this project was to create content like that and pay for it for a year. Maybe it was 3 years, actually.
Okay.
There's some amount of time.
Yeah.
So we can do that.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea personally. Yeah.
Okay. There may be some maintenance down the road, but it won't be a huge...
Well, and that's what I said. I think as we transition out of BioWest responsibility, we probably need to be thinking about some kind of grant mechanism to fund that going forward, so that the county, whether it comes out of the county money or the trails committee finds a grant to pay for that kind of stuff going forward, but it's one of those public service things. I think it would really improve our impact to the, to our users.
We're thinking kind of a mini Onyx for the county kind of
Like I said, you know, a map repository, electronic map repository,
or if there's some way to, you know, talk to the Onyx people and say, hey, I got all these maps in the county, we want to put them into your system if that's possible. Like that, maybe pie in the sky.
A bulk import to Onyx, that would be great.
So if you guys are partners with Esri, we could be partners with
and
Onyx.
They'd love that. I mean, that's basically free money to them.
It would be.
They're just like, we don't have to do the work. You've got all this stuff and you want to give it to us.
Well, they have to incorporate it into their website, their software, so that might be a cool thing.
We could become a Jeep destination if we're not careful.
Careful what you wish for. All right, any other questions or comments or concerns?
No, it's a great start. I'm kind of excited to start inventorying trails.
Do you want to set up paper maps? Are you good with
it? I'll do a paper map. You could do, and I'm kind of okay with the Randolph area. So I'll work with
Rick
Pat.
Rick Lim, put him on your list.
Who?
Rick Lim.
So I'll work with Pat to find some people who can help.
Okay.
Some Randolph people who are willing to go drive there. Like, if they sit down as a first of all and just and say, okay, can you go drive? Can you drive this one? Can you drive this one? And then get back together. So
I will get you an updated set of paper maps so that the names here match what's on that spreadsheet. And
okay.
I'll get that to you soon.
Everybody I've showed these to were like, wow.
Cool.
I showed them to my writing, I have some writing buddies that stayed at my house and a couple other people. I'm like, oh, this is what I'm working on. And they're just like, this is really cool. They're looking at the legend and the lines. And so it's, they're working how they're supposed to work.
Excellent. That's good to hear. And the ownership, I think, would be is helpful information too.
Yeah.
Anyone?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're going to do east of the lake?
Yeah.
Okay. And I like that area out there too. So
yeah, I may have
done a fair amount there.
I may have you go hike with me, the one that goes up from Rainbow Cove, up that canyon.
The Vista Grande one? Is that
North Eden Canyon?
No, it's an unnamed canyon.
It might be
the Hook Canyon.
South of there.
I was going to say, because Hook Canyon's north of North Eden,
north
isn't
of North
it?
Eden. It's the one by Rainbow Cove. It's the Rainbow Cove one. Maybe it's...
Rainbow Cove's on the south end of North Eden.
Yeah. So that's where that trail goes up.
Okay.
Is that the one you're tentatively calling Vista Grande?
No.
No, Vista Grande.
This is yet another one?
Yes.
I'm losing track of the names here.
I got...
That's about three.
I think three on the other
side.
Right.
We've
got
okay.
Vista Grande,
uh-huh.
Baby Rattlesnake,
okay.
And then we've got South Eden.
Right.
And then we got Rainbow Cove.
Rainbow Cove is north of South Eden, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. That was north.
Well, but you said South Eden and then Rainbow Cove. If that's going north,
yeah.
So he's talking one.
Okay. All right.
Between
okay.
South,
so you're really not quite
between,
getting
between
to North Eden. Then. All right.
He's
got
talking
it. Okay.
Between
there.
South right. Eden and North.
Now I'm
Eden.
Totally confused. So.
Sorry about that.
Should
right.
we let John go?
Sure. If you, yeah.
Good.
Okay.
End the meeting.
I think we can end the meeting. Anybody else have anything miscellaneous for us? Okay. We don't have to have a vote on it. We're going to close the meeting at 12:14.
Okay. I will stop recording.